This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been speaking with Jane Ramsey. She is currently developing a program combining meditation and art to help people live a more full-spectrum, creative, and balanced life. And she is the author of Vision Quest. So welcome back, Jane. The program that you're creating now, who are the people that you're attracting to it?
I find that it has traveled by word of mouth, and I have, I would say, mostly a female audience, but not completely, and it's people who really understand that creativity can nurture that spark within us that provides stability, balance, harmony, and a connection to our true self. So I'd say people who maybe are interested in meditation and really want to learn more about meditation and also have some interest in the creative process. Most of my students have not had an art practice or been an artist of any kind. And in fact, many of them are a little afraid to come to class, and they say things like, I don't have an artistic bone in my body, and I remind them that we are all creatives, that creativity is really a birthright of being human, and that they will be amazed how much artistic creativity they have.
Does the art begin the process or the meditation?
In the first class, we do both art and meditation, and in the first class, we go through some basics so that they feel comfortable creating. And we use acrylic paint, and we actually start with doodling for a few minutes, and then we move to Zentangles and to doodles, and then we learn a few techniques, putting art on paper, and we're off and running. So they create an art journal in class.
Fascinating. And then the meditation part comes alongside, or is interwoven right into that?
It's interwoven, so we'll spend some time creating, and then we'll do a meditation activity or learn some breathing techniques, and then go back to creating.
Is there any difference teaching men over women? Like you say, mostly women are coming to your classes. Is it a different process, or is it harder to teach men the spirituality and the flow?
No, I don't see any difference.
Okay.
I think women might be a little more open to take the class, but my husband took it and he did great, and he is a financial guy, and so, you know, art was never part of his process. But he has learned to meditate, and we meditate together every day, which is really lovely.
Oh, that's the way you start your day.
That's the way we start our day.
That's lovely. Do you have ways to learn to meditate in your book, Vision Quest?
Yes, I do. And there are so many practices out there, as you know, I'm sure, Kathy. You know, there are so many apps. There's so many wonderful ways. And different practices resonate with different people. And different practices resonate with people at different moments in life. And so I teach them a range of techniques so that they can always keep their spiritual practice vibrant and fresh, and that it feels exciting, you know, all the time.
Could you share a simple technique to allow people to understand how to enter into the meditation process?
Absolutely. So, you know, when we begin, we actually start with noticing the breath. And so the first thing that I ask people to do is to, you know, sit quietly and just feel stable in their body and take a few deep breaths and just notice how they feel. Bring their attention to their heart center. And if they can safely close their eyes, just close their eyes and then begin to take a few slow deep breaths. Just noticing how they feel as they inhale and exhale. And then we often use a very simple mantra in the beginning, a mantra like So Hum, where we just mentally repeat the word so on the inhale and hum on the exhale. So on the inhale and hum on the exhale. And sometimes we'll play some soft music. Sometimes we do breathing techniques. And so sometimes it's just mindfulness, like following the breath or noticing the brush in your hand and how it feels to put that paint on the paper and notice the color, notice this moment. So it's techniques like that. And then we also do some more advanced techniques.
And that's just woven into while you're painting, while you're creating this artwork.
Exactly.
Wow. It sounds like a lovely class. I guess you can't do it online though, eh?
We do. I that is how I teach. I teach it online.
Oh, okay. So everybody's, anybody around the planet can join you.
That's right. I've even had some people from Canada who joined.
That is great. Can you tell us a little bit about your website and where you find it?
Yes. My website is called jramseyvisionquest.com. And so just enter that, jramseyvisionquest.com, and you'll get right to the site. And you can hear about the book, Vision Quest. You can sign up for Soul Art Meditation or the course that I teach related to the Chopra Center, which is Primordial Sound Meditation, where you get your own personal mantra.
Wow. And what does that mean, getting your own personal mantra?
I'm sorry, I lost what...
Your own personal mantra. How do you find your own personal mantra?
So it's based on your birth information, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a student gives me their time and place of birth, so the place and the date will tell us what the personal mantra is.
That's fascinating. So you don't need to know anymore, just where you were born. And does it matter the time in the day or just the day?
It's the time and the day. If somebody doesn't know their time,
yeah,
we can still work with it. But it's even better if you happen to know the time.
Oh, Jane, these courses sound so interesting. When you start taking these courses, were you intending to take all these different things, or did one thing just lead to another in all your coursework?
One thing just led to another, and it, like so often happens in life, it feels like synchronicity. You get led to one thing, and that leads you to another thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, these courses sound so good. If I were to go and find your website and go online, can I start anytime, or do you start everybody and have like a visual classroom?
I start everybody at the same time because the experience is really wonderful that we have together in class. And so I try to find times that will work for everyone. And I start once I have 6 to 10 students in a class, then I'll begin another class. And I've just finished a class, and so I'm ready to start another one. And so if anyone is interested, they should just go on the website and reach out.
Okay, and what kind of time expectations would it take every week to be in your classwork?
The class time is about an hour a week. It's a little bit longer on the first one because we learned some basic painting techniques, so maybe an hour and a half, and then it's an hour. And we space the classes so that they are every other week. And I pull the students to see the best time. But usually we do it on Sunday afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And you're on Pacific time? So it runs afternoon on Sundays for anybody along the West Coast?
Exactly. And it works often well for people on the East Coast as well.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any people outside of North America taking your courses?
I have, yes. I have. Not just the Soul Art Meditation, but also the Primordial Sound Meditation.
How long would those courses run? How many weeks if I'm going to sign up from the Primordial course?
The Primordial Sound Meditation course, we do really in 3 sessions. So there's some pre-work, there's some... a double session that we do in one day, and then there's some follow-up work.
Wow. And the actual art and vision quest part, is that's a lot longer then?
The soul art meditation we do in 4 sessions, but of course people continue to work on their art journal over time, and we have a closed private Facebook page where we share our journal pages with the other soul artists, and our graduates come back often and join our classes, and it's a very nurturing, supportive, wonderful group, and we really support one another. We share ideas, and it's very exciting to create in that way.
This just sounds so good. I'm going to look it up after the show. I just want to thank you so much, Jane, for coming on the program today for Health First Radio. And thank you for all the commitment and work you've done in creating this new life and so much for so many of us to learn from.
Thank you, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we will have our second guest.